What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am still Matt. She is still Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking. That's so kind of you.
I would expect nothing less than fantastic because it's a big week for you.
It is a big week.
Would you like to share with listeners why it is such a massive life-altering week?
I don't know if it's life-altering. I would just say I am 1 year older.
You now qualify for Social Security.
Babe, you. I'm only 33, okay? That is still my early 30s.
I mean,
early
30s. It's closer to mid-30s.
You are now approaching your late 30s.
Yeah, you're right, I am.
So, what is it like to be ancient? What's it like to have old,
wisdom,
saggy balls?
This loose skin and old balls. Gross.
I'm glad you knew where I was going.
I just watched Big Daddy yesterday. Yeah. This is a problem. I had fully intended yesterday on spending my afternoon watching horror movies because you were upstairs occupied with whatever it was that you were doing. So I went, this is a perfect window for me to really enjoy. It was raining out. There was nothing happening. A full lazy day. And as I'm flipping through the channels, finding something gory and violent to watch, I settled on Big Daddy. I can never not watch Big Daddy.
Sure. I feel like any Adam Sandler movie from that time, you can't go wrong with. Now he's kind of like falling off the beaten
path. Yeah, there's a new one on Netflix we have to check out. I've heard it's not great, but I'd be willing to give it the benefit of the doubt because it's Adam Sandler and everything Happy Madison does is fun. But we're not here to talk about Adam Sandler, damn it. We're here to talk about and celebrate the colossal 33rd birthday of my beloved.
It is my birthday, and I'm just going to do a little plug here, okay? For my birthday, if you wanted to maybe help a sister out, do a little good deed, I'm going to ask everyone to go to Steel City Adventure Cats on Instagram. STEEL City Adventure Cats. Please donate to them. I'm going to also link it in my profile, the Bear With Us profile. That's where we adopted our cat last week. By the way, we have a name.
Do we? Do we really?
We do. His name is Pyro. We've been calling him Pyro. He responds to Pyro. When I say Pyro, he peeks his little head out from our haunted house. He is amazing, and we're obsessed with him. We find out he's a Russian Blue, which apparently that's like a very intelligent cat. He's already taken quite a liking to me. Can't blame him. But I'm going to ask everyone if you can go to Steel City Adventure Cats. They are doing amazing things here in Pittsburgh, and they, you know, they rescue cats and they try to get them neutered and spayed, and they literally do everything. They bring them to the vet. If there's a problem with them, they have no money to send them into surgery, so only by donations. So if anyone can go and help out, even a dollar will help.
Look at this. Look at the altruism just pouring out of your pores. You're like Mother Teresa, basically.
Well, now that I'm older, you know, I'm a little more wise, a little more selfless.
Do you feel wiser and older?
I do. But do I look older is the question.
No, you don't look older because you've only aged 24 hours since, actually about 8 hours since I last looked at you. So, okay. No.
Would you tell me if I started looking old?
No.
What?
I won't tell you that you're starting to look old.
Babe, I asked you that last week and you said you would.
That's like stepping on a landmine if you're a dude.
If I start,
babe,
to get wrinkles,
I look old? No, you look mature. You look beautiful.
I don't want to look mature.
You look, why?
I want to look young and innocent and fucking naive is what I want to look.
Oh, good. Now we know what you're trying to project.
I'm not trying to look old and mature. I'm trying to age like J-Lo.
I'm trying to age like milk.
You're sick. Can we please talk about something here before we get into today's episode? My boyfriend did some Instagram shopping, if you will. Has anyone ever seen like these random ads that come up? And I'm not talking like, for me, the random sponsored ads that come up on my Instagram are like Forward, Revolve, Louis Vuitton, like nice high-end designer clothing or Saks or something, or even Fashion Nova, I guess. But Matt on his Instagram apparently gets all of these bootleg designers or bootleg stores because he was so proud to show me the shirt he got yesterday.
Wait. Just let me, before you jump the gun, let me defend myself. I don't choose what ads come up on my Instagram. It's based on...
But it's based off of what you've clicked before and what you've bought from before.
Right. And I have purchased like band t-shirts.
Yeah, band t-shirts that are $2 and you spend $50 on them.
Okay, well, I don't know that they're $50.
Hey, but you need to ask me next time. I don't care what you spend your money on, but ask me if it's reputable, if it looks nice, if it looks like it's something worth spending money
on. It looked great, okay? I looked at the website. All the t-shirts looked awesome.
Everything looks great online.
I was very excited. It was very reasonably priced. $22 for a t-shirt, that's like average. So I had no reason to think twice. I'm like, okay, a band t-shirt for $22, yeah, that sounds about fair. Now, mind you, I waited somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 weeks for the arrival of this.
Oh, my God, because it was probably coming from China.
Maybe.
Babe.
I just assumed.
Oh, my God, 6 to 8 weeks. I did not even know that part.
Well, if you notice, they're both sleeveless shirts because I ordered them in the middle of the summer when I might actually.
They're sleeveless and they feel like sandpaper.
All right, well, I didn't feel them prior to purchasing them because they were in China, obviously. I ordered what I thought was a really cool kind of blue tie-dyed Guns N' Roses shirt. We all know the Guns N' Roses logo, the two revolvers with the roses and the yellow ring, right? So as I unpack these shirts, I ordered that and I ordered an Iron Maiden shirt.
Which looks like it was something that your six-year-old daughter painted on a t-shirt.
It looks like somebody, they gave a child bubble paint and told them to paint Eddie, which... I wasn't totally heartbroken by that. It is what it is.
Okay, but let me
the Guns N' Roses shirt.
Let me get to it. Here's the kicker. It's not. It doesn't say Guns N' Roses. It actually says Sons G. Roses.
There's zero exaggeration on Leah's part. It says Sons Roses. S-U-N-S. Where the N would ordinarily be is the G, and at least one third of the equation is correct. Sons G Roses. Do I wear it and laugh at how ironically funny it is because I tried to buy an actual shirt and got ripped off like I was in the parking lot of the Pittsburgh Civic Arena 20 years ago after a WWE show?
Oh my God.
Like somebody just printed some stuff out of nowhere. But there's copyrights, I guess. So you
I'm just dying over it. Whenever I saw that, I could not even get over it. Every other sentence out of my mouth, I had to talk about the Sons G Rosa shirt. Ah, but I digress. I feel like we needed to get that out there.
Yeah, we needed to humiliate me for my... Actually, you know what? I'm not humiliated. I'm not embarrassed. I'll own it. It was 20-something bucks I spent. It didn't pay off. And now I definitely have a unique shirt. I guarantee you I'm the only guy...
No way. I guarantee they mass produce like thousands of those.
That's true.
I guarantee it.
That's true. Now I'm one of many
suckers
around the globe.
Sucker.
Wearing a Sons G Roses shirt.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's get back into what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. It's got your birthday, so it's got to be
it's
all about
my
Leah.
Birthday and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Are you going to sing me happy birthday like Marilyn Monroe, please?
No.
Babe, you
I'm
have
not.
To. It's
I
my
won't.
Birthday.
That's fine, but just because it's your birthday doesn't mean I have to do everything.
What have you done? What have you done for me lately?
What was that?
That was Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Oh yeah. You guys, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be singing a lot today now that I'm 33. Well, I'm not 33. I'll be 33 tomorrow. So give me one more day as 32. But... I'm going to be singing a lot today because I'm just feeling like much more confident now. I'm a little bit older, more mature, as Matt said. And I'm just feeling myself.
I'm going to feel you later for your
better.
Birthday. With
little birthday
F.
sex?
I don't have birthday sex. I have birthday sex.
Birthday.
It's a whole other category.
Okay.
It's sexual and violent.
Gets the people going. So for me growing up, I feel like birthdays were always a big deal. We always made, like, I was actually supposed to be born on Halloween. So every single year, my birthday was a Halloween party, no matter what. My first birthday, my second birthday, everything. Like, we have pictures from when I was a kid. I dressed up as, like, a hula girl. Also, the most embarrassing part about growing up in New England, which I guess would happen here as well. Because
Now we're going to get to the embarrassing part about being in New England dressed up like a hula girl.
Yeah, but let me tell you why it's embarrassing. Okay. When you're 2 years old and it's Halloween, you have to wear a turtleneck
right.
under your bikini top.
Oh, so you were a hula girl as your Halloween costume.
For my birthday, because it was a Halloween party.
Okay, fair.
And I had a bunch of cousins, and so everyone would come over and be dressed up, and my aunts and uncles and everyone would be like a big family party. And I was a hula girl with a turtleneck, and I think so many people can probably relate to that. When you're a kid, your mom always made you wear a damn turtleneck under all of your costumes if you would, you know, go out trick-or-treating. And this wasn't even when we went out. But yeah, we always made birthdays a big deal. We always had birthday parties. That was the one day of the year my mom would let us pick what we wanted to eat for dinner. Most of the time, we eat the same meals every single week, which is something, a conversation I have with you all the time about your kids, because your kids, you let them, you give them options all the time.
You know who else likes options? My girlfriend.
Yeah, but so I'm also 32 years old buying my own meals, so it's a little different. We always try to have conversations about this because I don't know if your kids realize, like, when, I don't know what it was like for you, but when I was a kid, we never had a choice in what we ate for dinner. But for my birthday, every year I got to pick. A lot of times I would pick Chinese food. And then when I got a little bit older, my mom made this famous macaroni. She would make it. It's like this American chop suey, basically, with like, but it's really cheesy with Velveeta cheese. It was so good.
A lot to digest.
I can talk about what I want because it's my birthday.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're leading the charge today. This is
okay,
all...
no, but did you ever have birthday traditions when you were a kid?
No. Like, I don't want it to sound like we were neglected or we went without. Like, we celebrated our birthdays. Once in a while, we would have birthday parties with
some of our friends. Did you have a birthday party every year?
Definitely not as I got older. I know we had activities. Like, my parents still have photo albums, and there were definitely things done.
Right.
But generally speaking, birthdays were just never a huge thing in my household.
Right.
It was kind of to your point, we would pick where we went to dinner. And my parents would give us, you know, a gift or two. It wasn't, yeah. We didn't get spoiled. It wasn't like a second Christmas or anything like that. It was just kind of like, all right, hey, it's your birthday. Here's some acknowledgement. Congratulations on still being alive. You want to go to the steakhouse? Cool. There we go. Done. And then that was it.
Right.
None of this birth week that is all the rage now.
Totally.
Nothing makes me want to punch another human faster than when I'm scrolling through Instagram. And they're like, hey, guys, it's my birthday week. And I'm like, well, since when do you get a week?
Right.
What makes you so special?
Right.
You suck just the same as the rest of us.
Totally.
You only get one day.
I personally try to make anyone that, like, my boyfriend, my sister, my parents, I try to make their birthdays a big deal.
Do you know what I mean? You've done very well with that because I'm not inclined to go all out for my birthday. You say, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? I don't know. Let's go to dinner and have some drinks and then just go about our life.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's not really, especially if it's not like a landmark birthday.
Right.
If it doesn't end in a 5 or a 0, forget about it.
Sure.
But you've done really well. And the first time was
when we were in Charlotte.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And I came into our hotel room and you had decorated it with balloons and Oreo cookies that had been customized. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
I will say that was one of the first things that you did because that was very, very early in our relationship.
Yeah.
That might have been within
like
a month of us dating.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you've done very well with that. And I noticed you go all out for whether it be your parents or your sister or whatever.
Or
so,
your kids.
Or, yeah, my kids. It's definitely
to make
nice.
It, yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're taught things aren't about us. We can't be selfish. Things we should always be focusing on other people or other things. And I think it's the one time we should be allowed to be a little selfish and to be make things all about that person. I think it's important.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just used to not making it about me. It's just not really a
which
thing.
Is why I want to do that for
right
you.
And it's awesome when somebody else does it. You've
right.
done it. There have been a handful of times where I've had great birthday parties throughout my life, but they were unexpected. I'm pretty sure at one point I had an ex-girlfriend that decided to throw me a surprise party on about an hour notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to my apartment at the time and there were like a small smattering of friends, none of whom really seemed to know why they were there. Nobody definitely was there for a surprise party. And I came home and she kind of gave me this surprise. And I went, oh, and then my other friends, of which there were three, they were just like, oh, hey, yeah, hey, man, happy birthday. And I was like, oh, so are we having a party now? And it just became very apparent that I think she had absolutely forgotten that it was my birthday.
Aww.
And rather than just do nothing, so I give her an E for effort, but
right.
It was the saddest surprise party in the history
of
the world.
I've never had a surprise party. I've never been surprised on my birthday, ever.
I've had one good one that I can remember.
It was
awesome. To this day, probably my best birthday party. But never been a big deal in my life. Do you know what stresses me out about your birthday is not knowing what to do for you beyond the standard we're going to go to a nice dinner. We're going to have drinks. We're going to do all these different things. But as far as actual gifts, and this carries over even to Christmas or any other day of the year that I may have to purchase you something, you are the hardest person I've ever had to shop for because you're very particular and you also just kind of do it on your own.
Yeah.
All the time.
If there's something I want, I get it.
Do you understand why it's frustrating? And I'm sure I'm not the only guy that goes through this. Like, I love that I don't have to constantly drop extravagant amounts of money or always have some big to do, because if you want something, you just go get it. It's nice, but when it comes time for gift giving, very difficult.
Well, I think I made it pretty clear. So last year for Christmas, you kept asking me for the longest time, what I want. And I said I wanted you to write me a poem because you're very good with words. And I thought it would be really sweet. So I just kind of was like, yeah, just write me a poem. That's all I care. I don't want a gift. I don't want anything. And I was like joking around with you about it forever. And you kept saying, babe, seriously, though, what do you want? I said, I don't want anything. I want a damn poem. And I was like being a brat about it. And then lo and behold, Christmas morning, I wake up and you have a framed handwritten poem, and it was the sweetest thing. It was to this day the best gift I've ever received.
Sorry, guys, because so everyone listening right now is going, how come you never write me a poem? I am a linguist.
He is. I read it, like, I keep it next to the bed and I read it every time I'm like pissed off at you. Yeah. I read it and I'm like, okay, he does have a heart in there
I'm
somewhere.
I'm thinking of actually just tattooing it on my chest so that every time you're mad at me, you can just look and then there it is. Do you feel older now?
I don't feel older. That's the scariest part. And I know, like, my mom and people would always say to me when I'm younger, oh, don't wait till you're older. Time goes by so much faster. And it's like, right.
Isn't that freaky, though? How, yes. Like, when you're young, a year seems like an eternity.
So long.
It seems like, oh, my God, I got to wait another year. Just waiting Christmas to Christmas is, like, strenuous.
Yeah.
And then you get older and you're like, holy shit, the
year's
almost
over. How is it already
over
this time? Yeah. My dad always used to say it's either the 4th of July or Christmas. And it's true. You're either in like one season or the other, you know? And I don't know. It's scary because I still feel like I'm fucking 16 years old. I still act like I'm young. I don't know. I don't ever want to grow up. I never want to get older, ever. It scares me. I think I'm scared of getting older and not like accomplishing the things that I wanted to, or not getting to where I think I'm supposed to be in life. That's what scares me.
My bucket list's already like pretty much checked full.
Really?
I've done a lot more than I ever expected to do.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of enjoying this stage of my life.
Yeah.
Because I feel like going forward, it's when like you start aging.
Yeah.
Like I went to the doctor last week and got my blood drawn and had the whole battery of tests run on it, which is the first time I've done that basically since like I got hired 10 years ago for medical purposes, you know, for wellness purposes. So to actually have a doctor go, oh yeah, we're going to check your liver enzymes and your cholesterol. And I'm going, what the hell is happening to me? Yeah. I'm an old person now.
Totally.
But everything checked out. So I'm like, yeah, I might be toying with age, but I'm still a young stallion.
You are a stallion.
I don't know if I'm young though.
What if you have the old stallion and then you want the young buck? Is that what the quote is?
The old bull.
The old
she
bull.
The young, young calf. The good news is Leah's over here thinking about my ball fro.
Whatever, you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
God, yeah. Well, because I feel like you've already sort of lived a life, right? You're sort of on your second life.
That's right.
You know, you've already been married, you have kids, and now you're just sort of living, I guess.
I'm serious. There's not like a whole lot left that I want to accomplish. Don't take that out of context. There are still things that I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
But as far as if you would have told me at the age of 21 that by the age of 37, I would have done all of these things. We've been around the world, met cool people, done some stuff that I never in a million years would have expected to do. I'm like, whoa, I've lived a hell of a life already.
See, that's what makes me want to live more. I feel like I accomplished so much in my life by the time I was 21, by the time I was 25, traveled the world, did all this before even working where we work now. But prior to that, just did so many cool things that I forget about that were not even, I don't even feel like was this life. I think because of that and now where we're at now in our lives with work and where we're headed, we have a lot of cool things in our future, which we'll share with you eventually. I'm just like, ooh, I want more. Like, I want to do more. Like, I'm not okay with just being. I know that sounds bad. It's just because I feel like I constantly...
I agree with you, but I think that's like a conundrum I deal with, because I've actively worked toward and read up, and especially in the last year or so, all the meditation and the stoicism stuff that I read is all basically about just being. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to, it's not to say don't strive for more, but stop stressing about stuff you can't control. Look at the world, that most things are beyond your control, so there's no use worrying and stressing over them.
Well, I wish you would actually take some of that advice.
Well, that's why I'm reading it. I study it. That doesn't mean I can apply it. You know, I took math classes too. I can't do that.
I just think it's today's society as well. It's like you have to be constantly thinking of something, doing something. You have to have your next move. It's hard to just, I know I can't just chill and be like, oh, cool with everything. If I have like, okay, what's my next move at work? What's my next move with my wine? What's our next move with our podcast? What's our next move with these other projects we have? Where are we going to live next year? Where are we going to do? Like, I'm constantly, my mind is constantly on. I can never, that's why I said next week, I want to just stay in Florida and just have a few days, sit by the pool, put my phone away and just be, because I feel like, especially now with this pandemic and things are, it's like, what else can I be working on? I need to constantly be working on something, which I know is bad. I know that's not a good way to think.
No, it's not a bad way to think. And I think I was wired the same way. I still am wired the same way. I've just spent so much time trying to be able to unplug. Because we've talked about this before. When you and I first started hanging out, I was completely incapable of relaxing. I had to be go, 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 go. If I'm not doing this, I got to get my kids. If I don't have my kids, I got to be doing work stuff. If I'm not doing that, I got to be doing the other thing. And I've put in a lot of work, and it sounds ridiculous. I have worked very hard on learning to relax. And I feel like in the last 3 months or so, I've really figured it out. Comfortable with it. And this is, I don't want to say your fault, but in no small part due to you and your influence on me. But for example, yesterday, we sat on the couch and basically didn't do anything. Yeah. I did work stuff in the morning, was done early, and then just sat on the couch and watched TV. And I was like, wow. For an hour or so, I started going, my skin's crawling. I got to be doing something. I should text somebody or send an email or do something. And I was like, no, you know what? The world's going to keep moving, and I'm just going to chill right here, and nobody is expecting anything of me. So I'm just going to not put anything out of the world.
I need to get better at that. I'm good at relaxing, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like I'm constantly thinking of the next scheme, the next move. I feel like now is the time to put in the work, put in the effort, and then later on in life, not that I'm not enjoying life right now, but later on in life, we can reap the benefits of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be busting my ass when I'm in my 50s. I want to be able to be on an island somewhere and just relaxing and not thinking about, well, what else do I have to do? And I'm sure we will still be thinking like that, but I just want to put in the time now so when we are older,
Just whenever you're on that private island that you bought yourself, make sure my urn is placed nicely atop the fireplace.
My God, I can't with you.
Romance, baby.
Isn't it funny though, thinking back to, like, since we're talking, it's my birthday and getting older.
No, it's not.
Thing.
but you I still look good though. Hot comb.
Bet you want an autograph.
For you and
your friends.
You gotta keep it in the penthouse. That's where I keep my pens.
Isn't it funny, like, the older you get, the more you turn into your parents. Do you think you do?
Yes.
And the things that made you cringe and you were embarrassed about when you were a kid, it's like, oh, now I get it.
It is an inevitable cycle where so many of the things that we didn't understand about our parents, and that doesn't mean we're all going to become our parents.
No.
Because it's relatable. There's that Instagram account that I follow called Neat Dad, and I send you stuff all the time. And it's almost like poking fun like you would at like a basic bitch, but it's for like middle class dad, but everybody can relate to what these things are. Like, everyone has been there, or whether if it wasn't your dad, it was your friend's dad.
Right.
Those white Nike sneakers with the navy blue trim that everybody has.
With the khaki pants.
Yeah.
Oh, what
a... It's a real thing. What stood out to me the other day, I think when we were with my kids, was my least favorite thing when I was young was on Saturday or Sunday when my parents would go, all right, everybody, get in the car. We're going for a ride. And my first question would be, where? And my dad would always go, I don't know, we'll figure it out. And then we would spend the entire afternoon driving around neighborhoods in towns we didn't live in, just looking at houses. And I just remember going, if this is what I have to look forward to as an adult, like, just kill me now. However, now I'm the first one to go, come on, Nance, let's get in the car. Let's take a take a trip over to Rand's house. Like, it's, I don't know.
See, when I was a kid, I loved doing that with my parents. Probably most kids didn't, but me and Bree would just sit in the back seat of my mom's Bronco and we just go. We'd just drive and be like, oh, look at this house, look at that house. Maybe because we're girls, I don't know, but we loved looking at the homes. We'd always end up somewhere cool, like an apple orchard, or go somewhere and get like a random hot dog or something. I don't know. I
love a good random hot dog, huh?
Well, we went to Hot Dog Annie's growing up. So anyone who is from the central Massachusetts area, you know Hot Dog Annie's. Their barbecue hot dogs, so good. That was like
that place you promised to take me and never took me.
Did we not go?
We didn't go. We went to the coffee shop and had some weird flavored coffee instead.
Oh, yeah. But that was just Dippin' Donuts. It's fine. But I enjoyed going for rides with my parents. More so than that is like the things my mom would say, like little sayings. I'm like, well, you got to get all your little ducks in a row. And I'm like, ew, like, mom, why? Like, are you in me? What is happening right now? Do you ever have like sayings that like your dad
says? Oh, I'm sure
says,
you make fun of me for my sayings all the time. Yes. I guarantee you I got probably half of them from my dad.
Right. So you've been talking like that your whole life.
Like when I tell you my back teeth are floating.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that from my dad.
Literally never heard that in my life.
Well, it means you have to pee really bad.
Right.
Let's get to the mailbox and then go have birthday sex.
Birthday sex, birthday sex.
You're in your sexual prime. I believe it's 32
no,
for women.
For women, it's in their 40s.
Oh, God. I still have a lot to look forward to.
You know what I'm going to say?
I live that long. What?
The 30s have been so much better than my 20s. I was like lost. I didn't know who I was. I felt like, you know, you're trying to be a certain way, act a certain way, especially with social media, trying to keep up with a certain life and trying to just be something or be somebody and try to prove some. I feel like I didn't even know who I was. I look back at old photos or I don't know, just different things that I was into. And I'm like, why did I think, ew? Now I feel like I know who I am. I don't care what people think. I just am me. So far, 30s are everything. I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what I like. Don't have time to waste. It is what it is. I'm loving it. I'm living it. I'm feeling it. I'm owning it. And I'm doing it. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
I bit my tongue this week.
Love that journey for you.
Stop it.
Hi, Matt and Leah. I've been a loyal listener of the podcast from the beginning and have followed your guys' careers for a long time.
You're the one. Congratulations.
The question I have for you is something I've been dealing with for a while. I have been single and living on my own for a long time. I feel like I have everything in place ahead of meeting the love of my life and starting a family. I own my own home, have a nice paying job, and am pursuing my master's degree to help even further my career and earning potential. I'm in my mid-30s now. And my biggest concern is that I've become so comfortable being independent and on my own that I won't know how to handle transitioning into a relationship and eventually a family. Any advice you guys could provide would be awesome. I can so relate to this question. I feel like I've been living my best independent life for the last few years. And prior to Matt, I bought a home in Fort Lauderdale, had this amazing condo. I like to call it my little slut hut.
It's very reassuring for the man in her life.
But it's my little bachelorette pad, and it is amazing. And I invest a lot of time and money and effort into this place. And I just felt like a strong, independent woman, honey. And now here comes Matt barging into my life and sort of like, you know that Miley Cyrus song? I came in like a wrecking ball. Just kind of like f***ing shit up because I was planning on living this independent lifestyle in this home in Fort Lauderdale. And then I realized Matt was worth it. Matt was worth picking up and moving and leaving this life that I had built for myself. And you have to make sacrifices for the ones we love. I still have that house, so I can still go there when I want to. My sister lives there. She takes care of it for me. We don't have to completely give up our independence. And I think sometimes that's like this preconceived notion we have, okay, we can only have one or the other. I think you're allowed to have both. I think I can be with Matt, be in this relationship, be fully committed, but still want to do things for myself sometimes. And I think that has been one of my biggest struggles in this relationship, going from being on my own, getting to come and go as I please, doing whatever I want. And now here I am in Pittsburgh, this new city, with Matt, with his three kids, and trying to figure out how it all works. And it's all just a learning process. But you have to figure out, you know, who's worth it.
It is a learning process because you compared me to Miley Cyrus.
That was a joke.
Like a wrecking ball. When in reality, you learned in short order that I am much more Billy Ray than Miley.
Oh, my God. Don't tell my heart, my anchor breaky heart.
Look at that. It's your birthday, so I queued you up to sing an old country song.
I love Billy Ray.
I bet you do. I'm thinking of growing my hair like he used to have his.
That mullet?
All denim with a mullet and a single cross earring. I think people want to F.
Honestly, that's back. Like, that style is back. If you did that, I would be like 100%. But you'd have to wear your son's G Roses shirt.
Deal.
But what do you think about this?
I think to the dude that sent the email, first of all, thank you. Second, don't stress. Don't sweat over it.
Yeah.
History has taught many of us, myself included, that it will happen when you least expect it, when you're not looking for it. It'll just fall into your lap. It's because it will happen whenever you least expect it, and you're going to go, oh, okay, and you'll either realize in short order that you can sacrifice all these things that you love now. Like, if you're a single dude in your mid-30s, I'm willing to bet you probably, like, play video games or have a hobby like that. Someone will pop into your life and you won't have to decide or choose. You won't have to go, oh man, I really like this girl. I want to go out with her, but I'm supposed to play Call of Duty. You just go, I'm happy when I'm with this person. There's probably going to be balance issues because we had it where you went from going full independent to full blown relationship. And then there are times where you're like, I just kind of want to go get a foot massage, or I want to go do this, do your self-care days or whatever. Usually as easy to fix as a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go do this today. I feel like I'm going to go do this. You want to come? And then you ask, and then neither of you really want to do it.
Right.
So it just works itself out.
Right.
And no need to stress.
Balance. Yeah.
You'll have plenty of stuff to stress about in your relationship, but don't let that be one of them.
Like your boyfriend ordering counterfeit shirts off Instagram. Question number two, honey. Hey, you guys. I have been with my current boyfriend for about a year and a half, and everything has been going great. He is amazing and attentive and 100% husband material. However, lately I've been fantasizing about someone from my past. This person and I have never dated or been together, but always talked about hooking up. How do I get this person out of my mind and stop thinking about what could have happened? I don't want to cheat, and frankly, I would be devastated if I found out my boyfriend was having thoughts like these about someone else. Love you guys, and thanks in advance for your help.
It's a touchy situation. I would say, first and foremost, that if it's only happening in your imagination, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're having thoughts from time to time when you're by yourself or you're in the shower, or hey, maybe sex is really boring and you're going, man, I'm going to close my eyes and pretend it's this other dude. All mechanisms of survival, but if it's only in thoughts, I don't see a problem with it. And as long as it's not like taking over your life. But a fantasy is a fantasy. Fantasies are healthy.
And we're only human. Like, everyone's human.
Right.
Everyone's
like, I've come to realize that 70% of the time we are in the throes of passion, Leah's thinking about Dennis Rodman. But you know what? That's okay. It's fine.
No, it's only human. And I think if you're having these thoughts, and I know you said you'd be devastated if he was, but I guarantee he is too. And it's only healthy. It's not that big of a deal. As long, you're saying you don't want to cheat. You don't want to, you know, ruin your relationship. So that's fine. You're going to have thoughts. It is what it is. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong or any different from anybody else.
But also, just for clarification purposes, because the way the question was asked was a little vague, if this is someone you still keep in touch with in any capacity, it could be a problem.
And if it's something you're curious about and you're not just fantasizing about, if you're like, ooh, I kind of wonder, well, then that might be a little bit of a red flag.
You're breaching some dangerous ground. If this is somebody that you keep in touch with on Facebook or in any capacity, you still keep touch with this person from the past, bit of an issue. If it's just like someone that you always thought was really hot, you're like, oh, okay, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's a fine line, but it's pretty definite which side of the line you will fall on once you figure out all your circumstances.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We got some Bacardi like it's your birthday. You know we don't give a f*** such a birthday.
Sons G-Unit Roses.
Babe, I'm so excited to celebrate.
Good. Well, let's
end this. We're going to have all of the celebrations. I'm so excited to see my sister and her boyfriend. We're going to celebrate. Can't wait.
Happy birthday. Goodbye forever.
Let's not get old. Can we not get old?
It was too late.
Babe.
I'm half dead. One foot in the grave.
Bear with us. I have three words for you. Sons G. Roses.